Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for another review. And today I have a brand new movie that opened up in theaters today called Ambulance. It's the latest from Michael Bay. If you're not familiar with his work, and you probably should be, but if you're not, he produced or directed most of those Transformer movies, produced the Purge movies. He was responsible for the Bad Boys, just to name a few. So you know what kind of work and what you're kind of in for here. Big and loud, and not much in the way of being thought provoking, but you know that's his style. This one stars Jake Gyllenhaal and that brother from Candyman, the Candyman remake, and he also played the new Morpheus. I think his name's like Yahya Abdul. Mateen, I think he's the second or something like that. Don't quote me, I do no research here. he's been pretty good from what I've seen of him, so I'm looking forward to this one as far as, you know, the performances go. This is listed, as you expect, an action crime drama. So what is this one about? Well, we start out with Mateen's character, Will, dealing with a very rude agent from the insurance company. There's a bunch of medical bills laying around. We find out he's been trying to get this experimental procedure done for his wife who has cancer. Then we cut to an ambulance team that's, you know, they responded to a job and we get to see them do their thing. And then we jump back to Will, who's going to meet a man, which turns out to be Jake's character named Danny. And he's actually Will's brother. Now, Will is there to ask his brother for a loan, but Danny has other ideas for him and offers him a job robbing a bank of $32 million. Now, he's desperate, so he agrees, and things don't go as planned. They end up having to jack an ambulance with a shot officer and one of the EMT respondents in the back, and that's going to be their getaway vehicle. And that's where I'll stop. From there, they have to run from the cops trying to find a way to get away and lose them. Now, what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 68% on the Rotten scale, with the audience at an impressive 83% right now. And what did I think? Well, let's start with the positives. You get the best of Michael Bay here. This is basically a really long chase movie, which allows, you know, him to set up some pretty nice set action pieces that were pretty cool. He used this drone. I hadn't seen a drone used this way yet. And he was able to get some really creative shots that, you know, you couldn't get any other way. But more on the drone later. Jake and Mateen, they had some really good chemistry. With Jake playing his character a little bit over the top, he was still very charismatic. And, you know, I liked his character a lot. I liked the way he really played that. And this movie felt like a bit of a throwback. It felt very much like a classic action movie. And outside of the drone shots, it was pretty standard stuff. Which brings me to my negatives. As I mentioned, you get the best of Michael Bay here, but you also get the worst of Michael Bay. The only thing that felt fresh, really fresh about this movie were those drone shots. Like I said, which were creative, but then after a while he used it so much it felt a bit overused and a bit gimmicky a little bit. Then there's the story, which there wasn't a whole lot to it. I mean, the setup was pretty basic. Desperate man needs money, doesn't want to be a criminal, but he does it to save his family. You know, so we're, you know, we got people to root for, people to root against. So it's the classic setup. But as I sit here, I still don't understand the bank job, really. I mean, how were they planning to get away with this? I mean, spoiler free, this is going to ruin the movie. But no one wore a mask of any kind or any kind of disguise at all. It's the middle of the day, the bank is full of employees, and they don't plan on killing anybody. So there's a whole team of bank robbers in there with no mask, and they're using their real names. And they're going to let everybody go? I mean, how are they going to get away? And what is Will going to do? Well, he's going to show up at the hospital with $250,000 in cash for his wife's surgery. And he's a retired military veteran with no job. I mean, how is he going to explain that? I mean, it just didn't make a whole lot of sense. But again, this is, you know, Michael Bay's style. It's, you know, is not really concerned with the whole character development part of it. He's more into the action and how it looks. Give him, you know, except the action, those explosions and all of that. That's what he's focused more so on than trying to get any kind of, you know, developing these characters or anything like that. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And even though it sounds like I beat it up quite a bit, actually, I'm going to say yes, I did enjoy this. I'm going to give this one a 65% on the Rotten scale. It has pretty much everything you want in a classic action movie, which is, you know, why I'm giving it that, you know, positive score, because it felt familiar. It gave me exactly what I expected from it. And, you know, gave me a few things that I didn't want. Now, action movies have evolved a lot in the coming years. I mean, gunfights that are just shooting wildly and explosions, that just doesn't cut it anymore. And, I mean, this clocks in at over 2 hours long, so it was really too long. They could easily shave 30 minutes off of this thing. I mean, action movies are so much more creative now, and they actually have character development and solid stories. The better ones of them, I should say. However, like I said, you get some large set pieces that were really good. Michael Bay still does that as good as anybody else. And again, Jake Gyllenhaal and Matino's strong performances, a good cast here. And, you know, I still enjoyed it. So if you're a fan of classic action, then this is a must-see. Otherwise, you can kind of wait on this one. Again, it's not a bad movie. I know I kind of trashed it at the end there. It's pretty good. I mean, it's decent. It's what you expect. It's nothing that's going to blow you away. It's just your normal, everyday, classic Michael Bay action movie. And with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Pod Bean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Check out my Facebook, my Instagram. I'm up on all the streaming platforms now, podcast-wise. And also, go ahead and get that TikTok. Like I said, I got some exclusive content you're only going to be able to get over there. For example, I do my Monday movie recommendations over there, and I don't do those here. So go ahead, sign up, mostly low-budget movie reviews over at TikTok. And it's all free, so you might as well go ahead and do it. But anyway, I'll be back again real soon. There's a lot of stuff that I kind of wanted to get into this weekend. We'll see how much of it I can get to. But anyway, thank you again for tuning in. I appreciate you, and I'll see you guys next time. Peace.